This is what the fake news misses. We've taken control of Iran's airspace and waterways without boots on the ground. We control their fate. But when a few drones get through or tragic things happen, it's front page news. I get it. The press only wants to make the president look bad, but try for once to report the reality.
That was Secretary of Defense. I know he wants to be referred to as the Secretary of War, and I guess now we know why. Talking about telegraphing. But anyway, that was Pete Hegseth from this past Thursday reacting to press coverage of the war in Iran. And yes, it is a war, not a military action like the Trump administration is trying to claim. That way they can avoid having to go to Congress for permission under the constitutional provisions. As it is, Republicans in Congress are already giving them cover to avoid that. Now back to Hegseth. What's his problem with the news media coverage of the war in Iran? It's how having the deaths of our military troops be the top story is making Donald Trump look bad. That's what Hegseth was referring to when he said tragic things. Listen again.
This is what the fake news misses. We've taken control of Iran's airspace and waterways without boots on the ground. We control their fate. But when a few drones get through or tragic things happen, it's front page news. I get it. The press only wants to make the president look bad, but try for once to report the reality.
I heard it. You heard it. But Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, says, no, you didn't hear that. Here's Leavitt later on in the day this past Thursday.
Given what Secretary Hegseth said this morning, is it the position of this administration that the press should not prominently cover the deaths of U.S. service members?
No, it's the position of this administration that the press in this room and the press across the country should accurately report on the success of Operation Epic Fury and the damage it is doing to the rogue Iranian regime that has threatened the lives of every single American in this room. If the Iranian regime had their choice, they would kill every single person in this room. And so we can all be very grateful that we have an administration and that we have men and women in our armed forces who are willing to sacrifice their own lives for the rest of us in this room and for every American across the country and for every troop that is based in the Middle East.
Hegseth was complaining that it was front page news about these six service members who were killed.
That's not what the secretary said, Caitlin, and that's not what the secretary meant, and you know it. You know you are being disingenuous. We've never had a Secretary of Defense. Who cares more?
Drones get through or tragic things happen. It's front page news. I get it. The press only wants to make the president look bad.
Yeah,
we cover the deaths of U.S. service members under every president.
The press does only want to make the president look bad. That's a fact. Especially you. No, listen to me. Especially you and especially CNN. And the Secretary of Defense cares deeply about our war fighters and our men and women in uniform. He travels all across this country to meet with them, to connect with them, and your network has hardly ever probably reported on that. You also had the chairman of the Joint Peace Chiefs, Chairman Kane, who's a brave patriot, standing alongside the secretary at the Pentagon this morning, again expressing his condolences to these families. And I just told you that the President of the United States will be attending their dignified transfer.
That's not making the president look bad. We expect you to cover that as you should.
We expect you to cover that as you should, Caitlin. But you and your network know that you take every single thing this administration says and tries to use it to make the president look bad.
Now, there's something I need to point out regarding what you just heard. Did you catch when Leavitt was referring to courage? She said the administration before recognizing the courage of our troops. That's something that's also happening at the Pentagon press briefings with Hegseth and, well, it's usually General Kane. Hegseth refers to Trump, the administration first, and the troops last. Then when it's General Kane's time to talk, the first thing out of his mouth is recognition of our military troops. Two important things have become crystal clear about Pete Hegseth. First, he's being told what to do and what to say. Evidence for that is how he's literally reading word for word from a script at the press briefings, while General Kane simply refers to a fact sheet and speaks more from the heart. And second, Hegseth has left zero question where the priority of his service rests with Donald Trump. It's the only reason why someone as unqualified, both intellectually as well as emotionally, could wind up in the seat that Pete Hegseth currently occupies.